B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel. We're going to start from the Mishnah, approximately a third from the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. And we're going to learn today the Sugya of the Hadassim. Says the Mishnah, Hadas, Hagozol, if somebody steals Hadassim, V'hayovish, or a dried out Hadas, Posel, it's Posel. Shel Asherov, Shel Ira Nidachas, if the Hadas is the halacha that it has to be burnt, either because it's Ashera or because it comes from a city which has been seduced to doing Avodah Zarah, Ira Nidachas, Posel, it's Posel, and we've already learned about this regarding the Lulav. Niktam Roshay, if the head of the Hadassim have been cut off, Nifritzu Alov, or if the leaves have become detached from the stalk of the Hadassim, Oisha Hoyu Anovov Merubois Mi'alov, or if the grape-like berries that are growing on the Hadassim are more than the leaves themselves, then Poslitz Posel, Ve'imiyaton. But if you take away the berries, then kosher, it's kosher, and the Gemara is going to discuss what's the chiddush. Of course, if the berries are an issue and you take the berries away, why should there be a problem? The Gemara will discuss that. If ein mematin b'yomtiv, and you should not take off these berries on yomtiv, because what you're doing then is you're fixing the Hadassim. You're preparing it to be able to be used for the mitzvah of Arba Minim. And to fix things on yomtiv, you're not allowed to do. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. The Pasuk says, Ulekachtem lachem bayoyim harishoin, pre-eitz hodor, which is the estrog, kapois tamorim, which is the lulav, va'anaf eitz ovois. That's the Hadassim, va'arvei nachal is the arovus, usmachtem lefnei Hashem elekeichem shivas yomim. So the Gemara now says, Tonu Rabbonon, that from the words, anaf eitz ovois, which is the branch of a tree which is braided, which we know that Hadassim look very nicely braided. It's as if the one leaf is lying very nicely with very methodically on the other leaf. They're all on the same level, which we're going to learn about. So what do we see from Anaf Eitz Ovois? She'anafov choifin es eitzoi. It's a type of Anaf Eitz that the branches, so to speak, the leaves, are covering over the wood, the stem of the Hadassim. Ve'ezezeh. Which plant do we find that the leaves cover practically the entire stem on which it's growing? Havoimer is the hadas. We all know a typical hadas, the hadasim, we use it for with the lulav, the leaves are covering the stem. Asks the Gemara, Ve'emer Zeisa, why don't you say maybe that the anaf eitz ovois is the zayis tree? Says the Gemara, Po'inon ovois v'leka. It's true over there, it could be that the leaves are covering the stem, but it needs to be braided. It needs to be very nicely organized, and the zayis tree, the leaves are not organized that way. Ve'ema dulva. How about the dulva tree, where over there, the leaves seem to be very nicely organized? Says the Gemara, be'inon, because over there, we're lacking, we need anof of choifines eitzei, that the leaves are covering the stem, and in the dulva tree, in the dulva plant, the leaves are not doing that. Veleka. Ve'ema hirdoif. How about the hirdoif plant, which the leaves are very much braided in a very orderly fashion? Omar Abaya. Abaya says, there we have a different issue. We know the Torah couldn't have meant that, because it says, derochel darchinayim, the ways of the Torah are pleasant. Veleka. And with the hirdoif, since the hirdoif is a poisonous plant, And now Rashi explains here that since the hirdoif plant has scratches, it scratches the hands because there are thorns that are coming, that accompany this hirdoif. And since it's thorny, it's not probable that that's what the Torah meant you should take. Rava says from a different pasuk, the pasuk says, Ho'emes v'asholim ahevoi, that Hashem loves truth and peace. And since the hirdoif is a poisonous plant, it causes death. And death is the antithesis of emes and shalom. And therefore, the Torah couldn't have meant take the hirdoif as your hadassim. So we have no choice. We know that hadassim means the hadassim that we all use and take on Sukkos. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, kolua kamin klia. The leaves of the hadassim are braided like a braid. V'doyma l'shalsheles, similar to a chain. V'zehu hadas. This is the hadas. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Anaf Eitz Avos. What do we learn from Anaf Eitz? And there's a big discussion in the Achronim how we learn it from these words, Anaf Eitz. Because the Rabbonon, they said, Kalua k'min k'lia v'doim l'shalsheles. That's from the word Avos. Avos means that it's been braided. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, you learn it out from Anaf Eitz, that from these words, somehow we learn that Shatam Eitz Ayopiri Shove, the taste of the wood is the same taste as the fruits that are growing on it. Hava'imer is a hadas, and that's only the hadas tree, that the edible part of that tree and the wood part of that tree have the same taste. And that's how we know what the hadas is. Says the Gemara Tana, Eitz Ovois Kosher, that a type of wood, a type of plant, which is ovois, where the leaves are braided, is kosher as hadas, she'enei ovois. However, if the leaves are not braided, parcel it's parcel. Asks the Gemara, heicha dami ovois. What does it mean that it's braided? Omer of Yehuda, v'hu dekaima tlosa tarfi bekina. Which means that if there are three leaves, there are three clusters, Rashi explains, that there's three clusters coming out from a single point, a single base, and there are three of these bases on the same level parallel with each other, which means that there's really nine leaves on every level. Klasa tarfi bekina, that there's three clusters, there's a cluster of leaves, of three leaves, coming out from each base. Rav Kahana Omar, Rav Kahana says, afilu trei v'chad, even if of the three clusters here, the three clusters, they're not on the same level, it's one is higher than the other, either one is higher than the two, or two is higher than the one, it's also considered braided and it's kosher. Rav Acha Brei Derava, after Rav Acha Brei Derava heard Rav Kahana say this, he would mahadar atrei v'chad, he would specially look for hadasim, which are two above one, hoyil v'nofik mipumid Rav Kahana. Since it came out of the words of Rav Kahana's mouth, that afilu trei v'chad, then for Acha Brei Derava, that became lekatchila, and that's what he would search. Omalei mar bar ameim l'Rav Ashi, mar bar ameim would say to Rav Ashi, Abba, Lahu hadas shoyter korile. That is that hadas which is not three on the same level is called a hadas shoyter. Shoyter is somebody imbalanced, somebody who's like not straight, and this type of hadas is called a hadas shoyter. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanon. Noshru roiv alov. If most of the leaves of the hadas stalk has fallen off, v'nishtayru boy miut, but a minority of the leaves are still there, kosher, it's kosher. Still kosher. Ubilvad says the Gemara, Shetehe avoisei kayemis. On condition that it's still braided. Asks the Gemara, Hogufa kasha, it's a contradiction. First you say, Omras noshu roiv alov, most of the leaves have fallen off, it's kosher. V'hodotonya, and then you tell us, Ubilvad shetehe avoisei kayemis, that the branch, this whole hadas has to be braided. It can't be braided if most of the leaves have fallen off. Given the nosru luhutrei, if two out of every three, which is most of the leaves, fall off, avoy seicha mishkachas lo, how do you braid if you only have one leaf left on each level? Omar Abaya, mishkachas lo ba'aso mitzro. There's a certain type of hadas which grows on the border of the fields, and it has a lot of space to grow, and therefore it grows much better and stronger than regular hadasim. Dekaimo shivo shivo b'chad kano, that from every base there's actually seven leaves that are coming out, not three. Dechinosra arba, when most of the leaves fall off, which is four of the seven, poshulu tlosa, you have still three leaves left. And if three leaves left, you can have it braided. Omar Abaya, Shema mino hai asa mitzro. From here you see, from the fact that it says if most of the leaves fall off, it's still kosher, it must be that you're allowed to use this hadas called asa mitzro. Omar Shema mino hai asa mitzro kosher leishano. You're allowed to use it for the lulav, which is called heishano. Says the Gemara Pshita. Why? What's the chiddush? What's Abaye trying to say? What's the element of chiddush here? Says the Gemara, Abaye is coming to stress a point here, chiddush. Maudate ma'ay may have thought, hoyel v'isle shem levai. Since it's not called hadas, it's called hadas mitzro, it's got an extension, it's got an added name, annexed to it, loimis kasher, therefore it's not called hadas, and therefore it's not kosher. Komashmalon, that's what he's coming to teach us, that aso mitzra is also kosher. Asks the Gemara, v'ima achanami, maybe it shouldn't be kosher. Who indeed told you that it is kosher? It's not regular hadas, it's hadas mitzra. Says the Gemara, no, from the Pasuk it seems to be kosher. Because it says eight ovis, a wood, a branch, which is woven, which is plaited. Omar Achmona, the Torah says, mikol mokim, as long as it's plaited, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you call it. You call it hadas, you call it hadas mitzra, as long as it's plaited, it's kosher. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, yov shu roiv alov, if most of the leaves of the hadas have dried out, v'nisharu boi shloisha badei alin lachin, and there are three leaves which are not dried up, they're still moist, that are left, kosher, it's kosher. V'amar v'chizdor, v'chizdor says, v'baroish kol echod v'echod, that the condition is that these three leaves, which are a single type of a being braided, is at the top of each of the branches. If at the top of each of the branches you've got a single shloisha bade alim lachim, if you've got some moist and not dry leaves at the top of the branch, then it's a kosher hadas. Continues the Gemara, niktam roishay. We saw in the Mishnah that if the top of the hadas is chopped off, is cut off, it's possible. Says the Gemara, toni ula bar chinina, niktam roishay. What happens if the top of the hadas got cut off? Va'ol soboy tamra, and this tamar and a little berry grew on top of this hadas. And now it's not that now the top of this branch, the top of this stalk of the hadas is not now chopped off. It's got something growing there. V'olso b'itamra, kosher. It's kosher. That means even though there was a point where this hadas would not have been kosher, but since this tomar, which is a date, even though this date-like berry grew on top of it, now it's kosher. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. And before we learn the next Gemara, we should really introduce what we're going to have ahead of us here. We know that there's a concept called ta'aseh v'loy min ha'osui. Whenever you have to do something, whenever there's a requirement to do an activity, like building a sukkah, then when you actually do it, it has to be made kosher. If when you make it, it's not kosher, and later it just becomes kosher without making it kosher, that's an issue of that when the Torah says ta'aseh, do it right, v'loy min ha'osui, not that what's right happened on its own. That's a halacha by sukkah of ta'aseh v'loy min ha'osui. The question is going to be, with lulav, is there anything to do? And does the ta'aseh v'loy min ha'osui, because the word ta'aseh, it says by sukkah, chag ha'sukkah is ta'aseh. Well, then number one, is there anything doable? Is there anything to do with the lulav? And even if there is something to do, does the word ta'aseh that was said by sukkah, which teaches us ta'aseh v'loy min ha'osui, does that apply to lulav? That's one topic which we're going to have to come to terms with. And there's another issue here, and that is dechiyah, which means that we'll soon see there's two types of dechiyah. Dechiyah means rejected. We know that by a korban, once a korban is rejected, then there's a halacha that once it's rejected, it can no longer be used as a korban. That means once a korban was fit to be a korban and then was rejected at some point, that means after it got shechted, for whatever reason, it got rejected, then even if later the reason for the rejection gets resolved, it's no longer able to be used as a korban. The question is, what happens with other mitzvahs? For example, if you have a hadas, which at some point it was rejected, which means there was an issue with it, and it could not be used for a hadas. It's a rejection. And then later that gets resolved, as we saw, also by tamra, if this berry grew on top of it, and suddenly the niktam is not no longer an issue. Do we say once it's rejected once, it's rejected forever? Or do we say no, it was rejected, and now it's been resolved, and it's okay. And there's two forms of rejection. There's rejection even before it ever became fit. to be used for a mitzvah, or it became rejected after it was already fit to be used. It was already fit. It was then rejected. Do we say that it can become fit again or not? So one is called dochui meikora, that from the very start it was rejected. The other one is nire v'nidche. It was fit to be used for the mitzvah and then it was rejected. Those are the two things that we have to discuss. Generally speaking, the point in time where something becomes, where something should become either nire or nidche is at the beginning of, for example, with Adasim, the moment that Yom Tov comes in. It's now Sukkos, at this moment in time, Sukkos, that's the Yom Tov where you need Arba Minim. As Yom Tov comes in, Kiddush Hayom, the night of Yom Tov, is this Hadas, a Hadas that's usable? If it's usable, it's called Nira. Tomorrow, something happens, it gets chopped off, the head gets chopped off, it's now Nidche. An hour later, this berry grows on it. Do we say that it was Nira v'Nidche, is Choyzer v'Nira or not? Or that's one scenario. Another scenario is it got chopped off before Yom Tov came in. As Yom Tov came in, it's now is the time that this Hadas should have become an Hadas. It cannot be a Hadas because it's chopped off. It's called Dochui Meikora. From the start, it's been rejected. That's the general rule. Now, there's one thing that's going to be a discussion, and that is in the event that in the same way as Sukkah has to be done, has to be built, in the event that such a concept would apply by Lulav, by Hadassim, for example, Lulav Tzorich Eged, according to the opinion, you have to tie it, then the tying it, which is always done before Yom Tov, by the way, that when it's tied, the tying is called a doing. So then we have to discuss if at the time of doing, so well, one thing is, there's an issue we discussed before, Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. When you do it, it has to be fit. If this Hadas, for example, has chopped off its head before you, before you did the Igud, then you did the Igud when it was possible, and then later a berry just grows on top of this Hadas, and now on its own it became kosher, that would be an issue of Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. If it got chopped off after you tied it, that's a different story. That's when you tied it, when you did the lulav, it was okay. It was Ta'aseh, it wasn't min ha'asui. But there's another issue. If this time, if this lulav tzorich eged, then the time that you do the lulav, which means the time you prepare the lulav, assuming that it's a point in time that you are oisa, you're doing, it could be that at that point, then it's already determines, is this kosher, is it not kosher, not only as far as ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui is concerned, but as far as dochui is also concerned, which means if an erev Sukkos, you tied the lulav with Adasim and Arovus, and when you tied it, that it was already chopped off, then besides the issue of Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, there might be another issue, and that is, it's called dochui. Now you're doing it, now you're preparing it, and it's not a kosher hadas, because the head has been chopped off. So that's called dochui meikara. Or do we say, no, the time that you are actually tying the lulav is not a time where you can reject the hadas or any of the minim because it's not yet the time. If it's not the time, it cannot be rejected. And the concept of the rejection is only, as we said before, the moment Yom Tov comes in. That's going to be another discussion in the Gemara. So now that we've had a short introduction, let's see this inside. It should go straight smoothly. Says the Gemara, Niktam Reishoy, that the Mishnah says that if the head of the hadasim are chopped off, it's possible. Toni ula bar chinina, niktam roishay v'olso boi tamra, kosher. As a general rule, a hadas that's been chopped at the top is possible. If after that a tomor, something grows, a berry grows on top of it, it's now going to be kosher. Boyer of Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya asked the following question. Niktam roishay me'er of Yom Tov. What happens if it got chopped off on Er of Yom Tov? V'olso boi tamra be Yom Tov. So that means when Yom Tov came in, as Yom Tov came in, this was a posel hadas. It was rejected. And on Yom Tov was also by Tamra, this berry grew on it. Now it's Chayzer Venira. What's the halacha? Mahu? Yesh dichu yetzel mitzvois oiloi. Do we say, just like with Korbonis, there's a concept of rejection, and once it's rejected, it's out, you cannot use it again. Does that concept apply to mitzvos like here, the hadasim, or does it not? Says the Gemara, B'tifshut le'meha, why don't you resolve this question from an explicit Mishnah? Says in the Mishnah, Ditnan. And this is a Mishnah regarding kisui hadam. In Chulin, we know that one has, there's a mitzvah to cover the blood of a chaya or of an oif that gets shechted. You either a chaya, which is a wild animal, a non-domesticated animal, or a bird, when it gets shechted, there's a mitzvah to cover the blood with some earth. So what happens if kiseu? You covered it. V'nizgale. And then the blood became revealed again. The earth you put on got removed, got blown away, whatever it was. Potter melechasis. The loch is, once you've done kisui hadam, you're exempt from doing it again. Kiseu aruach. What happens if the wind just blew some earth on top of it? Then, chayev lechasis. You have a chiyuv to do kisui hadam because you haven't yet done kisui hadam. Va'omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chon Om Rabbi Yechanan, lo yishonu, when do we say that chayev lechasis, if the wind blew some earth on top of the blood, you're still chayev, elo shechozar v'nizgale. If after the wind blew the earth onto the blood, then either the wind or somebody removed the earth from on top of the blood, now it's been revealed again, now you have a chiyuv, because nobody's done kisei adam yet. Aval lo yechozar v'nizgale, but if it doesn't get revealed again, and the blood is just buried under that earth, potum lechasis, then you're exempt from covering it. You don't need to uncover it in order to cover it. The Havinon Bo. And when we were discussing this, we were asked a question. Ki chozar v'nizgale amai chayev lechasis. Then you all agree that once the wind covers the blood, you're exempt from covering it. So that's called dochui. This blood is now being rejected from the mitzvah of kisui adam. So when it becomes revealed again, am I chayev lechasis? Why do you have now a requirement to cover it? Hoil v'itchi itchi. Once it's been rejected, once it became unfit for kisui adam because it's been covered by the earth which the wind threw on it, then that's it. It's rejected and you no longer do the mitzvah. How do you understand this? Va'omer of Papa. Rav Papa said that from here, from this Mishnah you see, Zoi Seimeres, this Mishnah is teaching us, Ein dichu yetzal mitzvahs. That when it comes to mitzvahs, we don't say that once it's rejected. No. As soon as it becomes fit, it becomes fit. So the Gemara is asking, why are you, Rabbi Yirmiyah, wondering if the Niktam Roishoy was from before Yom Tov, which means when Yom Tov came in, it was Nidche, it's called Dochu Yimikora. And then also by Tamron Yom Tov, it now becomes fit. You, Rabbi Yirmiyah, asked a question, Yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs or ain't dichui etzel mitzvahs? Why don't you prove from kisui adam that there's no dichui by mitzvahs? In the same way as by kisui adam you have to recover the blood, so too, once the Tamron forms on top of this hados, it will now be a kosher hados. What was Rabbi Yirmiyah's query? Says the Gemara, Rav Papa gufei miboile. It's true that Rav Papa said that from kisui adam you see clearly that ein dichu yetzal mitzvahs, it's not considered eternally rejected, and once it becomes fit for kisui adam, you have to cover the blood. But there was a question. Miboile, Rabbi Yirmiyah had the following question. Mifshat poshitle, was it absolutely clear to Rav Papa de ein dichu yetzal mitzvahs, that there's never the concept of rejection by mitzvahs, lo yishna lekula, irrespective of whether saying that there's no dichui is a leniency, for example, in the case of the hadas, that if you say that there's no dichui, that means even though it became rejected, once it becomes fit, it remains fit, then this hadas that the berry grew on top of it is now going to be fit to be used as a hadas. V'lo yishna l'chumra, and also to be stringent, that means when saying that ein dichui etzal mitzvahs is a chumrah, for example, by kisei adam, that because ein dichui, we say that you're mechuyev to do the kisei adam again. That was one way of understanding it. Oy Dilma, Rav Yirmiyah was said, maybe sfuke mesapkele, maybe that Rav Papa understood that it's only a sophic, it's a doubt. Whether, that means the Mishnah itself, or that's not the Mishnah, but when Rabbi Yechanan explained the Mishnah, that it was a doubt, do we say dichui b'mitzvahs or not? And therefore, in the case of kisei adam, you have to be machmir, because maybe ein dichui b'mitzvahs, and therefore you have to be machmir and recover the blood. But maybe in the case of hadas, maybe you do say that there's dichui, and then you cannot use it for your arba minim with your lulav. That was the question. Maybe it was a doubt, and therefore lechumra amrinon, we say ein dichui b'mitzvahs only lechumra regarding that you're required to do kisui adam lekulalo amrinon, but we don't say it to be lenient and allow you to use the hadas. And the Gemara says teiku. That was Rabbi Yirmiyah's question, and we cannot resolve it. We don't know, and therefore we have to let it stand. Continues the Gemara. Lema ketanoi. Maybe this is a machlokes tanoim, whether yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs or ein dichui etzel mitzvahs. This very question that we were discussing now, are mitzvahs rejected or are they not rejected, is a machlokes tanoim. Why? Ovar velikton, because we saw in the Mishnah that one should not cut down the berries that grow on these hadasim, on the whole stalk of the hadasim, one should not cut them on yontov, because you're fixing the hadas. Ovar velikton, if somebody, he transgressed this and he did pull off the berries from the hadas, and now you have a majority of leaves and only a minority of berries or no berries left, then the Tanakam, then Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says, posel. It's posel, divi Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik. The Chachomim say that it's kosher. Savruah. So the Gemara is assuming at this point, to kule alma, both Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik and the Chachomim hold, lulav ein tzarich eged. There's no issues here of tasev eloim in osui, because there's no doing of a lulav, because they both hold lulav ein tzarich eged. There's no requirement to tie the lulav. And even if they're going to hold that lulav tzarich eged, and there is a concept of doing the lulav, of making the lulav, or preparing the lulav, lo yalfinon lulav misukah, they both hold that we do not learn lulav from sukkah, dechsiv bo ta'aseh v'loim in osu, because only by sukkah it says, chag ha-sukkah is ta'aseh l'cha, that it has to be ta'aseh, do it right, v'loim in osu, and don't let it just happen right. But with lulav, nobody says that. Both of these opinions here don't say that, so there's no issue of tasa v'loim in osu. So if so, what are they arguing about? My love, b'hal kamifligi. We assume they're arguing as follows. Demanda posil, kuntra b'lozbe reb tzaddik, who says it's posil if you remove these berries on Yom Tov, sava he holds omrinon yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs, because when were there mostly berries? When Yom Tov came in. Yom Tov came in and there were more berries than leaves, it's now rejected. And now that you're fixing it, it's too late. Once a mitzvah has been rejected, it's eternally rejected, you can't use it. Yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs, and therefore, if you pulled off these tamarim, these grape-like berries off the hadasim, it doesn't help. Uman de machshir, the chachomim will say that if you pull off these berries, that the hadas is kosher, sovas lo yamrinon yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs. They don't say that mitzvah gets eternally rejected. All the while that you have too many berries, you can't use it. Remove the berries, and then you can use it. And so according to this understanding, the question whether yesh dichui b'mitzvahs or ein dichui b'mitzvahs is a machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik and the chachomim. Says the Gemara, loy. There's no reason to say that's the machlekas. The kule alme could be they all agree. Also, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik and the Chachamim both agree. Lo yomrin on yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs. The mitzvahs do not get eternally rejected, even if there was a point when Yom Tov came in that they could not be used, that they were posel. V'hochas, what are they arguing about? They're not arguing about dichui. They're arguing about ta'aseh v'lo yimin ha'osui. V'hocha b'meilaf lulav misukah k'mifluga. They're arguing and they say that the lulav has to be made, lulav tzorich eged. And when you tied the lulav, it was posel, you had too many berries on. Afterwards you removed the berries, but now you didn't tie them. When you tied it, when you made it, it was bepsul. And then later it just became kosher after you tied it. And the question is, does the word ta'aseh that teaches us, ta'aseh v'loim in osui, apply only to sukkah or also to lulav? That's the machlekes. V'hocha b'meilaf lulav misukah k'mifligi. Mar sova yalfinon lulav misukah, umar sovar lo yalfinon lulav misukah. Says the Gemara, V'iboy seima, another suggestion of what could be the pshat in the machlekes Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik and the Chachamim. V'iboy seima, isfirulon lulav tzorich eged. If we hold that lulav tzorich eged, you have to do the igud, the tying of the lulav, then the kuli alma, then everybody would agree that if there's a chiyuv to do lulav, then yalfinon lulav mi sukkah. Then we learn lulav from sukkah, and it's a binyan av, since they both have to be done, a sukkah has to be built, a lulav has to be tied, we learn from sukkah that there's a concept of ta'asev alay min asu. And the whole machleika says, v'hacha, belulav tzarech eged komifligi, they're arguing, is there a doing by lulav? Does a lulav have to be tied? Ubeplukta dehani tanoi, and this, they're arguing in the same machleikas of the other tanoim where the lulav tzorech eged. The Tanya, because we learnt in a brisa, and we already saw this on Daf Yud Aleph, we saw it again on Daf Lamed Aleph, that lulav bein igud bein she'ene agud, irrespective of whether the lulav is tied with adasim and aravos or not, Tanakama says it's kosher because lulav ain't tzorech eged. Rabbi Yehuda says igud kosher. If you tied the lulav with the adasim and aravos, then it's kosher. She'ene agud posel. So you see here, there's a machlokes tanoim if lulav tzorech eged. So we'll say the same regarding that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, and the Chachomim are arguing if lulav tzorech eged. If lulav tzorech eged, it's called a maisa, a doing. If it's doing, it has to be done right, which means that the berries have to be removed before you tie it. If the berries got removed only after you tied it, this tasav alay minasi, and that's the machlokes. According to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, it's possible because he says that lulav tzorech eged, and the Chachamim say lulav ain't tzorech eged. My Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, what would be the source of Rabbi Yehuda that lulav tzorech eged? Yalif lekicho lekicho me'agudas ezev, by the agudas ezev, by the por aduma, we saw there that there's a bundle of this plant called ezev. Ksiv hocha, it says by lulav, ulekachtem lochem bayim orishoin, a term called lekicha, taking the lulav. Uksiv hosom, and it says over there, ulekachtem agudas ezev, you should take the bundle of the Ezov. Mala alon, same as over there, when taking the Ezov, it says explicitly, aguda, it has to be tied. Afkan so too, lukachtem lachem b'yem arishin, aguda, it has to be tied. That would be the source for Rabbi Yehuda, that lulav tzorech eged. V'rabonon, leslu lekicha lekicha. They never received this tradition that you learn v'lukachtem, to learn that lulav tzorech eged. Says the Gemara, man tana lahadu tana rabbonon. Which opinion is the following? Braisa, lulav mitzvah la'ogdoi. It's preferable. It's a mitzvah to tie it. V'im la'ogdoi kosher. But if you didn't do it, nonetheless it's kosher. Money, who would that be? E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, ki la'ogdoi am I kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says you learn nekicha lekicha. You have to tie it. You can't say if you didn't tie it, it's kosher. E rabbonon, if it's the rabbonon, my mitzvah kovid, what would make that true, that it's preferable to tie the lulav with adasim and aravos? If you don't learn lekicha lekicha, you have no source to tie it. Why should it be a mitzvah? Says the Gemara, le'olam rabbonon. It is the rabbonon. And indeed, there's no source that mandates that you have to tie it. Or mitzvah, but nonetheless it's a mitzvah to tie it. What would be the source? Mishum zeh keli v'anveyu. There's a mitzvah to beautify the lulav. And tying the lulav with adasim and aravos beautifies the lulav. That's why it's a mitzvah. If you didn't do it, you're still yotza. Continues the Gemara. Oy shehoyu anovov merubin. That if you have a majority of berries and a minority of leaves on the hadas, then it's possible. Omer of Chizda. Dovo zeh rabbeinu agodl omroi. The following is a statement in the name of Rabbeinu HaGadol, our great Rabbi Rav, v'amokim yeboizu, Hashem should help him, that lo yishonu elo b'mokim echod. If the majority of the berries are all clustered in one place on the Hadas, then that looks very, it's very clear that there's a majority here of the berries, and it's possible. Aval b'shnayim u'shloishim mekoymeis. But if the majority of berries are spread out in two or three places on the stalk, it's not so evident that there's more berries than leaves, and it's kosher. Omali Rava. Rava says the opposite. He says, shnayim u'shloishim mekoymeis havam enumer. If you have these berries, and we'll soon see, these berries are black. Green berries are not an issue at all. We'll soon see. But if you have these black berries that are in a few places spread out on the stalk of the hadas, have a manumer, it's a spotted hadas. It looks like dots, black dots of these clusters of berries on the hadas, or posel. And then it's going to be posel, because it's not beautiful, it's not hador. Eloi itmar hochi itmar. If anything, you say the following. Oisha hoyu anov of merubim me'al of posel. The Mishnah says that if you have more of these berries than the leaves, it's posel. Omer of Chizda. Rav Chizda says, Dovo zeh Rabbeinu agodl omri. The following is a statement from Rav, V'amokim yebe'ezri, and Hashem should be with him. That lo yishanu elo anov of shchoyres. This is only true that if you have a majority of berries, then the hadas is posel, is if the berries are black. Avlanov of Yeruka is, but if they are green berries, mina de hadasu, it's considered the same species, it's considered as part of the hadas, it's the same color as the rest of the hadas, the kosher, and it's kosher. Omer of Papa. Rav Papa says, Adumois, till now we discussed the green berries and the black berries. What are the red berries? Says Rav Papa, Kashchiris Damyan, they have the same status as the black ones. To Omer of Chanina, because we saw in Maseches, we've seen elsewhere, and this applies primarily to Maseches Nida, that high dam, the certain type of blood, with dam shochir, black blood, in truth, it's odimhu, this was red blood, ela sheloko, with exposure and with time, the redness became black. But really, whenever you have red, it's a start of blackness being developed, and therefore, says Rav Papa, the red berries have the same status as the black ones. Continues the Gemara, im miaton kosher, if you removed the majority of these berries, then the hadas is kosher to be used. Says the Gemara, let's try and understand. When did he remove these berries? If he removed the berries even before he did the tying on Erev Yom Tov. If so, pshita. Which means that there was never an issue of taaseh v'lo min ha'osi. Even if the binding is considered a taaseh, and even were you to learn from Sukkah to Lulav that there's a concept of Taaseh V'lo Min Ha'Asui, when he was Taaseh, it was kosher. He took the berries off before he tied it. And you're going to be worried about Dechia? We're talking here about before he tied it. Before he tied it is long before the Yom Tov comes in. So if the time Yom Tov comes in, the berries have gone, is not Nidche Bechlal. We said before that the time that a mitzvah would get rejected is at the time when the time of the mitzvah is, which is when Yom Tov comes in. And even if you're going to say that doing the Igud is an opportune time to reject the mitzvah, then over here, he took the berries off before he tied it. So whichever way you hold it, there's no issue whatsoever. Pshita, so it's poshut. What's the Mishnah coming to tell us? That if you take off the berries, it's kosher. Elo, it must be lebosar de'ogdei. That when did he remove the berries? The majority of the berries, after he tied it. It's not yet Yom Tov. We don't have our typical rejection of a mitzvah, because it's when Yom Tov comes in that rejects the mitzvah. However, says the Gemara, at this point we're going to assume that doing the igud, making the igud, tying the lulav, that in itself is a time where, if it's possible, it's dochui, it's considered rejected. So this over here, since when he did the igud, the berries were still on, most of the berries, there was a majority of berries, black berries, over the leaves, it was posel. So, dichui mikoru. So that means, mikoru at the very first opportunity, that means right from the start, it was never fit. Because before the igud, it's not fit at all. You did the igud, and the berries were already on there. So it was rejected before it ever became fit. That's called dichui mikoru. Says the Gemara, so tifshet mino. So why don't you bring proof from our Mishnah that dochi mi'ikora lo yava dichui? Because the Mishnah says if you take off the leaves, it's kosher. So you see from here that even if it was dochi mi'ikora, it's not dichui. Says the Gemara, no. Lo'olam bosor da'ogde. It could well be that the berries were removed after you did the igud, and nonetheless, there's no issue here. There's no proof to the topic of dichui of rejected. Why? Because when you do the igud, that's not a point in time when a mitzvah can or cannot get rejected. The only thing that rejects a mitzvah is when the time of the mitzvah, which is Yom Tov, sets in. The only thing that can happen with tying is then issue of taaseh v'lo min ha'asui. There's no issue of taaseh v'lo min ha'asui, but not dechia, not rejection. Ukasovar, it could well be the Mishnah holds, Eged hazmona ba'almu. the tying it is just a preparation for the mitzvah. It's not a time where the mitzvah could be rejected. And since, so, and what does reject the mitzvah? When Yom Tov comes in. By the time Yom Tov came in, the berries were already gone. It wasn't rejected at all. So there's no proof from here that dichui mi'ikora lo yava dichui, vazmona ba'al malav klum hu, since the time that he's tying it is just a preparation. Preparation is not considered anything in as far as the halachas of dichui are concerned. Continues the Gemara, v'ein mamatin b'yomtev, we saw in the Mishnah that if you have a majority of berries, you have more berries than you have leaves, it's possible. If, however, before yomtev, when you're allowed to fix the hadas, you remove the berries, then the hadas is kosher, as we saw before. But v'ein mamatin b'yomtev, don't remove the berries on yomtev. Says the Gemara, ha'ovar v'lokton, if you transgress that and you did, and you did take off the berries on Yom Tov, then my what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, kosher, then it's kosher. Which means that when Yom Tov came in, there were more berries than leaves. So here, everybody would say, it was at least temporarily rejected. It was a dochi meikara. It would, if they got black, if these berries got black before Yom Tov, and then you removed them on Yom Tov, so we have an issue of it was dochi. But it could be that the berries became black before Yom Tov, which means as Yom Tov came in, they were already rejected. Let's see, the Gemara is asking, the Ishchur Amos, when did they become black? That means at what point did the hadas become not fit to be used as a hadas, because the majority, that means the berries, which are more than the leaves, turned from green, which is okay, to black, which is not okay. If you're going to say that already from before Yom Tov it was black, and that means that when Yom Tov came in it was dochi meikara, then dochi meikara, that's called dochi meikara. Tifshet minot, then why don't we bring proof from here that dochi meikara dolei avadichui? Because it says clearly that if you transgress the issa of fixing the hadas on Yom Tov, that is kosher. So, okay, you transgressed the issa of fixing it. But when Yom Tov came in, it was rejected. And now you fixed it. It is called Dochui Mi'ikara. So you see clear that you don't say Havadichui. El Olav, from the fact that we don't bring proof from here, it must be that if we still have a discussion, there was a question we asked before, is there Dichui B'mitzvus? Is there no Dichui B'mitzvus? So we cannot bring proof from here. So El Olav, it must be the Ishchur B'Yom Tov. It must be that they were not rejected when Yom Tov came in. And when Yom Tov came in, the berries were still green, it was kosher. When did it become black? On Yom Tov. If so, Nireh V'Nitchu. That's called that it was Nireh, it was fit to be used, and then it was rejected. Then, Shomas Minon Nireh V'Nitchu Choyzer V'Nireh. Are you going to bring proof from here that indeed, at least in the case of Nireh V'Nitchu, the case of Nireh V'Nitchu is actually a more severe type of rejection. Something that was rejected before it ever became fit, then you can say the time hasn't come yet. But once it was fit and then it was rejected, there's more reason to say there that it's rejected. So the Gemara is saying, are you going to bring proof from here that Nireh V'Nitchu, if it was fit and then rejected, which is the more severe case, Choyzer V'Nireh, then once it becomes fixed, it becomes fit again. Are you going to bring proof from here? Says the Gemara Loi. No, we're not going to bring proof from here that Nireh V'Nitchu is Choyzer V'Nireh. La'olam de'ishchor me'ikara, they became black before Yom Tov. Which means when Yom Tov came in, it was Dochi already. It was Dochi me'ikara. Dochi me'ikara, de'loi have a Dochi, tifshut mina. So we can bring proof from here that Dochi Mi'ikara indeed is Loi Havadichui, and once it becomes fit, you can use the Hadas. Aval Nireh V'Nitchu, Choyzer V'Nireh, Loi Tifshet. But we cannot bring proof from here to the more severe case of Nireh V'Nitchu, because this is not talking about a case of Nireh V'Nitchu. Nireh V'Nitchu is only talking about a case if we can assume that the berries became black on Yom Tov. But if they could have been that we're talking about the berries became black before Yom Tov, then it's the easier case of Dochi Mi'ikara, and there we indeed have proof that Dochi Mi'ikara Loi Havadichui. And now coming back to Rabbi Yirmiyahu's query on Daf Lamad Gimel Lamad Aleph at the beginning, whether Yesh Dichu Yitzel Mitzvahs Oiloi, and what was his case? It was a case where the top of the Hadas got chopped off before Yom Tov. Yom Tov came in, that's called Dichui Mi Ikara, and then also by Tamra by Yom Tov. So his question was, Dichui Mi Ikara, is it called Dichui, is it not called Dichui? He did not ask about Nirev Nitche, he asked about Dochi Mi Ikara, and now the Gemara seems to say from the case of that when you pick and you remove all those berries that are too many black berries, more than the leaves, we saw there that it's kosher, and the Gemara just said now that we prove from there that Dichui Mi Ikara is Loi Hava Dichui. So there's a discussion here in the Rishonim whether Rabbi Yirmiyah's query has been resolved from this proof or not. Tosfos on Amud Aleph says that not, because there's a difference between the Dichui of having the too many black berries and the Dichui of the chopped off head of the Hadassim. Because the chopped off head of the Hadassim, the only thing that can make it nearer now is if a berry or this date-like fruit grows on top of the head, hiding the fact that it's been chopped off. That's not in your hands to make that happen. So that could be a more severe type of rejection. Over here, where it's in your hands to remove all those extra berries, it could be that it's a less severe type of rejection, and Tosfos proves from other places that there is such a concept. So it's not clear, even in the Maskon of the Gemara, whether Rabbi Yirmiyah's query has been resolved in any way. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Ein Mematim B'Yom Tov. We saw, it says in the Mishnah, that you should not fix the Hadassim by removing all those extra berries on Yom Tov. Mishum Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon Amru, Mematim. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to take off these berries on Yom Tov. Asks the Gemara, V'hokam asakin mona b'Yom Tov. You're fixing, it's compared to fixing a vessel, a utensil on Yom Tov, which is asa. Here you have this stalk, you need to use it for the mitzvah, you can't use it, you're fixing it by removing these berries. How can Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon say you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov? Omer Rav Ashi says, K'goin shelokdon l'achila. I didn't pick them in order to fix the hadas. I picked it because I want to eat these berries. And Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon holds like his father, Reb Shimon by Chai Reb Shimon, Da'omar, who says, Dovah she'ein miskaven, that if you do a melacha, but you don't have intentions of doing the melacha, you had a different intention, that Reb Shimon says, mutter, it's mutter. So Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon says here, you're allowed, as long as your intentions is not to fix the hadas, your intentions is to pick some berries to eat, then it's mutter on Yom Tov. Asked the Gemara, V'habaye v'rova d'omra tarvayu, did Abaye v'rova not both say that Moedir Reb Shimon agrees, b'psik reisha v'lo yomus? If you take a chicken, you cut off its head, and you're not allowed to kill on Yom Tov, and you say, no, the truth is I didn't have intentions to kill it, I just wanted to remove its head. You can't remove the head of a chicken without it dying. That's called psik reisha v'lo yomus. If the result is inevitable, then even Reb Shimon will say, it doesn't matter whether it's miskaven or not miskaven, what your intention is, it's as if you intended to do what the inevitable outcome is going to be. So here also, whether you intended to fix this hadas or not, or whether you just intended to pick some berries to eat, but it's inevitable that you are fixing this hadas, which is now going to be fit to be used. It's psik reisha, so it should be asur. Says the Gemara, Hochab Mayaskinon, Isle Ishana Achrita. It's not psik reisha. If it's 100% clear that I'm fixing this hadas for the lulav, then you're right. I've got other hadasim, I don't need this hadas at all. I only want to eat some berries. So you're picking off some berries. The hadas, by the way, now theoretically speaking, it could be used for the lulav, but I don't need this, I don't want it, and it's almost as if it's a melacha she'ein etzricha legufa, I don't need it to be fixed. In that case, it's going to be mutter. Now, if somebody chooses to use this hadas, it will be kosher, but there was no issa of removing these berries because he had no intentions and no need for this hadas. Ton Rabbonon, huter ogdei b'yomtev. What happens if the igud, if tying, because we've said that you should tie the lulav with adasim and haravas, and you have to make a proper knot. Igud, a real eged, is a real knot, and you're not allowed to make a knot on Yom Tov, you make the knot before Yom Tov. What happens if it got undone on Yom Tov? Then says the Gemara, oigdoi ka'aguda shel yerek. then just tie it like you would tie some vegetables, that just take, which however you're doing the eged, just tie it round the lulav hadasim haravos and poke in the end someplace in the middle. Don't make a proper knot. You're not allowed to make a knot on Yom Tov, but just tie it like a gudosh al yerek. Says the Gemara va'amai, why do you just say, just tie it, wrap it round like an agudosh al yerek, li'an ve'imyanov? Why don't you say that you should make a proper bow, and a proper bow is much stronger. It's going to hold the lulav hadasim and haravos much more than just wrapping it round like the agudosh al yerek. And it's not a malacha because you're not making a knot, you're just making a bow. Says the Gemara ha'mani Rabbi Yehuda, this braisa that says that oigdoi ka agudah shel yerek holds of what Rabbi Yehuda says. The Omar aniva kshira ma'al yasihi. Rabbi Yehuda holds in elsewhere in Shas Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Erevin that making a bow is considered as if you made a proper knot. Says the Gemara, and since it's called making a knot, we understand you can't even make a bow, and therefore you can just wrap it round ka agudah shel yerek. Says the Gemara, I Rabbi Yehuda, you're saying that this braisa is talking about is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Eged ma'aliyah seboi. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says lulav boi tzorich eged. He learns it out from agudas ezoiv. It has to be a knot. You can't just wrap it round. According to the Chachomim, that you just wrap it round because of zeh keli vanveyu. Okay, that passes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's ma'akav that you have to have a proper knot. You can't just wrap it round. Says the Gemara, Hai Tana, this braisa, Sovar lo kavosei b'chodo. He holds of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that making a bow is considered making a knot and is also on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Upligoleo b'chodo, but he argues with Rabbi Yehuda as far as how essential it is to make to tie the lulav together with Adasim and Naravas. Rabbi Yehuda says it's essential. This braisa says no, it's just preferable because of Zekei Livan Veyu, and if the knot got undone, at least just wrap it round. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue the next Mishnah, the Halachas of the Aravis.